The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you throughout the world.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a man who looks twice as good as ever before, but oh, how he looked before.
Hi, this is Keith, your host.
Hey, you're looking older than usual today.
And it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Why with that, big boy?
The Retro Radio Podcast. Always family friendly, always good, clean fun.
It's too good to be true.
Now located at retro-otr.com. Visit us today and leave us a comment. Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Today's feature will be Duffy's Tavern, March 23, 1943, Chant of the Jungle. Now, here's Keith with a few important words.
Hey everybody, this is Keith, and I have a suggestion of the day on how you can support our webpage.
And support the podcast too.
If you've been to our webpage, you've probably seen our sponsor ads. We have one there for Blockbuster, and we have one for Rhapsody.
Visit retro-otr.com and check it out for yourself.
All you have to do to support our podcast is click on those advertisements and sign up for their service. And when doing so, you'll enjoy their great products, and you will be supporting our podcast.
So, what are you waiting for? Visit retro-otr.com and get signed up today.
What do you think I am, made of money?
All day long, they do nothing but count money. They never look up.
And that was your biggest thrill?
In radio.
In radio.
Here's Keith again to tell about today's show.
Today, we have a show, Duffy's Tavern. The stars will be Rita Hayworth and Jack Buck. Jack Buck was a, what do you call him, a safari guy or animal person? Something like that. It'll just be a fun show, so I hope you all enjoy it. And so now, without any further ado, here are the Retrobots to take it away.
Now, here's a song from the perky Betty Hutton, from 1943. I've got bluebirds in my belfry.
Funny? Do I act strange? I can feel a mysterious change. I saw the bed psychiatrist up down. He stroked his beard and he started to frown. He said, I don't know what's wrong with you. There wasn't anything that he could do. Don't knock the doctor, what anyone here can say. Something's wrong with me. I do weird things, I can't help it. Bluebirds in my belfry. I turn cartwheels and I fumble. Bluebirds in my belfry. Contact! I think I'll fly right through that cloud. Sometimes I draw a clown. Too late to call the doctor. I start dancing without music. Oh, I get so laughing. I said, Doc, linked to a lamppost, isn't that pathetic? Last night, I tried to jump over the moon above. I got bluebirds in my belfry. I mean, I'm in love. I hear echoes, bluebirds in my belfry. I play leapfrog with my shadow, bluebirds in my belfry. I don't know why, I imagine I'm loaded with dynamite. I'm probably wrong, who's got a life? Boom! Call out the fire department. I take sleigh rock across rooftops. Some dark night you'll spot me. I walk backwards, cause I'm followed. It's Crowley! I don't know why. Bluebirds in my belfry, and they won't fly away. I say, hey, fly away, but they sing and sing every day till I'm in. I got bluebirds in my belfry.
Now for our featured presentation, a show provided by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
The Special Service Division invites you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations to drop in at Duffy's Tavern.
Duffy's waiting to leak me tea. Archie, the manager's speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Hey, Duffy, you know who we got coming here tonight? Susan Hayward and Frank Buck. Huh? Well, Hayward knocks him dead and Buck brings him back alive. Huh? What does Susan Hayward look like? Well, Duffy, remember the first letter Mrs. Duffy wrote you? Yeah, before she hooked it. Remember, it was a letter describing herself to you? Well, Susan actually looks like that. Frank Buck, well, he looks more like Mrs. Duffy. Hey, Duffy, if I got married, say to this Hayward dame, would you give me a raise? A raise? A raise? Would you lower my salary? Now you can hear me, huh? Look, I make 15 bucks a week. Say with overtime, tips, and bonuses, it comes to 15 a quarter. How can I support a wife and family on that dough? Huh? Send one of the kids out to work. What kids? I ain't even held a hand yet. Oh, I argue with you. Now listen to this, Miss Duffy. A poem to nature by Anonymous, Archie. Oh, Mother Nature, how could anybody hate you?
What are you talking about?
Nature, Miss Duffy. You know, you ain't lived till you've slept out in the open, with the earth for a pillow and a blue sky for a blanket.
Archie, have you been locked out of your room again?
Certainly not. I just happen to be a guy with red hemoglobins in his blood. A guy that likes to get away. Get away from civilization once in a while.
Why?
Because it brings out the real me. That's why. Besides, I read in this movie magazine that Susan Hayward goes for the back to nature practice guy, huh?
Well, and Susan Hayward's in for a big thrill tonight.
Oh, thanks.
When Frank Buck gets here. Now there, Archie, is a real outdoor man.
Oh, yeah? I bet you I've been out of as many doors as he has. Duffy, you just watch that Hayward milk. One look at me and she'll sweep me right off her feet.
Oh, them movie stars. Archie, if you men only knew how much mascara them movie stars use. How much rouge, lipstick, eyeshadow, face powder, eyebrow pencil, vanishing cream, cold cream, night cream, day cream, chin cream, neck cream, perfume and toilet water.
How do you know they use all that?
Because I use them too, and I'm a natural beauty. Archie, did you ever see a movie star when they got up in the morning?
No, but someday I hope so. And it so happens, Miss Duffy, that you're prejudiced. Them dames is just as beautiful in the morning as they are the rest of the day.
How would you know?
Because I read an article by a Beverly Hills milkman. Tell me about Hollywood stars.
Hello, Art.
Oh, hello, Finnegan.
Hey, Art, did Frank Buck in here yet?
No, but when he does, I think you better stay undercover. He might throw a net over you.
I'm anxious to meet him, Art. You know, I'm starting a little zoo of my own in my backyard. So far, I got a cat, a dog, and a fox.
A fox, huh, Finnegan? What kind of fox, Selvin?
Terrier.
And Frank Buck is only interested in wild game, carnivorous animals. Kind of show at carnivals. Nothing to a guy like that to go into a jungle, walk up to a lion, look the lion in the eye, grab him by the legs, tickle him under the chin.
Oh, boy, that's fun.
Fun?
Yeah, especially if you do it for a day.
Oh, in again.
Hello there,
Archie boy. Well, Officer Clancy. Hey, Clancy, I seen you marching in the parade last week. You look mighty sharp.
When my feet bent mighty flat.
Well, why didn't you try to get mounted, too?
What? And ride a horse for 8 hours? No, Archie, no. This way I can at least go home and soak my feet.
What you mean, Clancy? Why don't you stick around? You know, Frank Buck is coming down here tonight.
Frank Buck? And who might he be?
The big game hunter, the guy that brings them animals back alive.
Brings them back where alive?
Here.
What for?
To look at them.
Who wants to look at them?
Who wants to look at them? Everybody.
Not me.
Well, he brings them back anyway.
Who asked him to?
Nobody asked him to.
And if you ask me, he's a jerk to be doing it.
Look, Clancy. That is how he makes his living.
Bringing animals over here.
Yeah.
And what happens when he gets them over here?
People look at them.
Not me.
You mean to say that if you saw a hippopotamus, you wouldn't look at it?
And how would I know it was a hippopotamus?
Because there's a sign that says hippopotamus.
If I could spell a word like hippopotamus, I'd be out taking the sergeant exam.
Clancy, you are nothing but a thick-headed dope.
No, thick-headed I am, and that's saying a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
What else is new?
Well, not a thing. I think I'll be running along now. So long, Archie.
So long, Clancy. Ballad, I Just Kissed Your Picture Goodnight, sung by Clark Dennis, our tenor, who's happy to sing for a fiver.
I just kissed your picture goodnight, and now, dear, I'll turn down the light. Your picture neath my pillow works like a charm, it seems, for you steal through my pillow into my dreams. You know we're not really apart, for we're still in each other's heart. So till the dawn, my darling, I'm sure that I'll sleep tight, for I just kissed your picture goodnight. Your picture neath my pillow works like a charm, it seems, for you steal through my pillow into my.
Pardon me, is your name Archie?
No, I'm Finnegan, but I know who you are.
Oh, Susan Haywood.
Finnegan, please. Got your tenses mixed. That's Frank Buck.
Oh.
Well, well, Mr. Buck, welcome to the interior of Darkest Duffy's. By the way, how do you like the joint?
Well, Archie, I've never seen a nicer menagerie.
Oh, I try to be a good manager. Mr. Buck, how's things in a big game? Pretty good?
Well, the orders keep coming in.
Orders? What do you mean, orders?
Well, that's how I work, Archie. Zoos and circuses tell me what kind of animals they want, and I go out and bring them back.
You mean a guy writes you a letter and says, "Dear Mr. Buck, please send 1 dozen hyenas as ordered. 6 laughing and 6 crying." You mean something like that?
Well, it's something like that, Archie.
Pardon me, Mr. Buck.
Yes?
How much would a tiger cost me?
What do you want with a tiger?
Arch, in our house, we got very big mice.
Well, Finnegan, a tiger would cost you about
$2,000. That sounds reasonable. What size tiger would I get for that?
Oh, a tiger about 10 feet long.
How high?
About 4 feet.
No good. Couldn't get in them little mouse holes.
Finnegan. Mr. Buck, have you met Miss Duffy?
Miss Duffy, I greet you with the words of the African Mambas tribe, Afamachum Manabuli.
Likewise, I'm sure. Mr. Buck, I'd like to ask you a question.
What?
Did you ever capture an animal known as a Persian dyed muskrat?
A Persian-dyed muskrat? I never heard of it.
I knew it. That dear of Fogarty trying to tell me her fur coat is genuine and mine ain't.
Well, what kind of a coat is yours?
South American wild plush.
Did you ever catch a wild plush, Mr. Buck?
Not yet.
Well, I know, of course he didn't. The man who sold me the coat said they're very hard to catch. You see, they got such short hairs, there's nothing to grab hold of.
Them plushes is even harder to catch than a wild mohair.
See, Mr. Buck, you must have a thrill in life.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, don't be modest. You've locked your with death plenty of times, I bet. I bet you don't think no more of struggling with a lion or a tiger than I do with a fella. Mr. Buck, tell me, what was your most thrilling experience?
Well, there was a wild tapir that was tough.
A wild what?
A wild tapir. A beast I considered fairly harmless. I found him with a badly cut back. I tried to put some ointment on the wound. Suddenly the tapir whirled, charged me, and buried his head in my stomach, knocked me flat on my back. I realized the danger and yelled for my native boy. Fortunately, he came running in the nick of time. And beat the impurity beast off. Boy, that was a close call.
I can hear a fogey saying something to genuine Persian diamond. what was you saying about the paper, Mr. Buck?
Oh, Mr. Duffy.
Good to hear you. What those just came in? The tomato from Hollywood.
In Hollywood, they are known as tomatoes. Mr. Buck, why don't you go over to the table and tell Miss Duffy the rest of that story about the paper?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Buck, you're very interesting. I'll never go to the zoo again without thinking of you.
Hey, Art. Hey, look, Art. Why did you brush off Mr. Buck?
Why not brush him off? Finnegan, how many big game hunters do you think Miss Haywood wants to meet? Good evening, Miss Haywood. Miss Haywood, allow me to greet you in the words of the African salami tribe. Appalachian okra gumbo.
Timbuktu.
You're welcome. Miss Haywood, may I say that Mother Nature has indeed been kind to you? No. Them lips. That figure. Them, Oh, what am I talking about? You've been whistled at before.
Well, Archie, it's nice to hear about my nose and my lips, but... Oh, what am I talking about? You've been slapped in the face before.
Wait a minute, Miss Edwards. Don't get me wrong. Frankly, to me, a dame is a dame. I just soon chuck the whole affair and go back to the jungle.
The jungle?
Oh, certainly. You see, I'm only here in the state pro temporarily. Recovering from the bite of a tsetse fly.
A tsetse fly? Well, doesn't that give you sleeping sickness?
Don't you think the eyes open no wider than this? However, it's all part of me life, you know. It's a good game, Hunter. See this mark on me arm?
Mm-hmm. What's that from?
Kicked by a cobra. By a cobra. By a cobra. One of them African savages.
Archie, a cobra is a snake.
You're right, you can't trust one of them. But that's the law of the jungle. Either perish or die. By the way, did I, Trader Archie, tell you the most thrilling experience I ever had?
No, but I'm sure you're going to.
Well, if you insist. Well, sir, anyways, I was trying to put some ointment on the back of a wild tapeworm.
Archie, don't you mean a taper?
That's the male. Anyways, the female, this tapeworm, leaps on her, you see. Before I know it, she's forcing at me with a mouthful of fangs. So quick, I grab her by the nostrils, which forces it to open her mouth. Then I faint with me left and let go with a right uppercut and knock all her teeth out. Boy, that was a close call.
And you were safe?
No. There was still danger of being gummed to death.
Archie, that is a very old joke.
This happened in 1922. Well, sir, to go on, I faces this tapeworm. And raising me free hand...
What's the other hand doing?
I forgot to tell you about the tiger. Anyways, there I am, being attacked by the man-eating you baggies, see? Their mouth is watering. They're just about to eat me. Eat me alive, you see? When all of a sudden,
Pardon me, Archie.
Mr. Buck, did you have to come in and spoil that dinner? Miss Hayward, this is Frank Buck.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Buck? Archie was just telling me about all of his experiences in the jungle.
Oh, yes? Archie, why don't you go to the jungle sometime?
I've been to a jungle.
What jungle?
Oh, a certain jungle.
Which one?
The Jingle Jangle jungle. And stop trying to make a sucker out of me, Mr. Buck, or Miss Hayward here is liable to realize that one of us is a phony. Right, Susan?
Oh, quiet, Archie. Mr. Buck, you must lead an exciting life. What was your most thrilling experience?
Well, there was that wild tapir, a beast I considered fairly harmless.
All set, Archie.
Don't forget, fall in on your hands and knees. I've got to convince this thing. Miss Hayward.
Yes, Archie.
There seems to be an opinion around here that I'm a phony. I wish to remove that doubt. It seems that Frank Buck has intimidated that I was never in Africa.
Well, were you?
Miss Hayward, the proof. see that creature there? The one with the war paint and the ring in his nose? Falling on his hands and knees there? Just brought him back from the jungles of Thunderlayo. What's this, sir? Here, Hambo. Miss Hayward? You are now looking at a genuine pig man.
You mean pygmy?
No, pig man, half pig. Hambo, say hello to Miss Hayward.
Oink, oink.
Hambo, how does Miss Hayward look to you?
Oink, Kay.
Oink, Kay, pig man, tell me this. Did you ever in your life see Frank Buck in the jungle?
No.
You ever see me there?
No.
See, Miss Hayward, was I lying to you?
Wait a minute, Archie. What is this creature?
An African pig man, Mr. Buck. Half man, half pig.
I don't believe it.
What?
He's half man.
You know, huh?
Archie, why don't you quit this African nonsense? You know you were never there.
Mr. Buck, do I look to you like a liar? I said, do I look like a liar? I'll prove it to you. Big man, tell the white goddess to come in. The veiled white goddess, no?
The white goddess?
The white goddess of the zombie tribe. I rescued her from the swamis down there in the last safari, you know? Oh, here she is now, a goddess. This is Mr. Buck and Miss Hayward.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Goddess, tell me, friends, here about yourself.
At age of 3, my parents broke law of jungle. I was left orphaned.
What jungle law did your parents break, goddess?
They poisoned cannibals.
How?
Cannibal ate them. So I was brought up by a couple of baboons.
And the goddess ain't kidding either.
Now, Archie, you shut your trap.
Why, Archie, she speaks like a city girl.
Well, yeah. She comes from one of the biggest cities in the jungle.
Yes, I am from Chicago.
There you are. Do you need any further proof?
Just a second, goddess. What is your the chant of your jungle?
Wait. Is a chant what I think it is?
Well, it's a song.
You're asking for trouble. Goddess, let him have it. No wonder that Tarzan Go was screaming.
I would never bring her back alive.
Miss Hayward, are you convinced?
Yes, Archie. I'm convinced that I finally met somebody I could really be interested in.
Huh. Hayward, that's wonderful. Shall we go out now and sort of make arrangements?
Oh, I didn't mean you, Archie.
Huh? You going out with Frank Buck?
No.
Then who?
Hambo.
Before we leave Duffy's Tavern, Leavis put a couple of nickels in Duffy's jukebox. Duffy's Jukebox, where the feet meet the beat. Well, the platter's spinning, the needle's in the groove, and here's the first number coming up. Duffy's Tavern was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. Thank you.
presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Oh, gosh, they all left.
Shall we go?
Oh, yes. I never want to come near this house again as long as I live.
Yeah.